up a stool, fill up a glass. Let's both pretend the past is the past. You always get me drunk when you hit my lips. Every time you're gone, I miss this. Hide this love.
Hey guys, my name is Donald Jenkins, and this is my podcast called Nashville Hits Collecting Dust.
Yo, yo.
We're recording. What's up?
Hey.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Donald, Nashville Hits Collecting Dust. Gosh, not really a special episode, but something kind of different.
Different.
Not really. I actually have two former guests, except they're now together because, well, if y'all write a lot together, why wouldn't I just bring both of y'all in and have y'all both tell us about a song that you wrote together? So I have Kelsey and it's Kulik. Am I saying that?
You said it right.
All right, good.
Yes, you did.
I try to do it in a Canadian accent and I can't. And it messes me up, you know? And then I got Richard Kaspers. What's up?
No, just chilling.
Just chilling. If you don't, and if you have not listened to either one of their episodes before, you got to check them out. Kelsey has two of them, phenomenal songs. Richard actually has one. It's the only hour-long episode I had. And honestly, guys, it is well worth that hour. There was no way I could split it up because he tells his whole story about really just his personal story, his nonprofit, Creative Vets. You got, if you don't listen to it, I'm telling you, it's life-changing. Is it not, Kelsey?
Oh, absolutely.
Seriously.
I mean, I was crying listening to it. I was texting Richard. I was like, oh my gosh, Richard.
Yeah, you got to go back and listen to it. But if not, you can still listen to this one. But this is, it would give you just a better background on both these guests that I have with me.
Yeah, and you know how many people tell me, like, they're like, wait, I didn't know. Even like, I think Kevin was like, DJ McCarty was like, I didn't know you guarded the president or something like that.
What? Mm-hmm. Well, something weird. I'm just super jealous.
It's just, yeah.
Because I would have been kicked off of that assignment immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. You would not have qualified. Richard's a special tester. But we're not going to go into all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
You can hear about it in his episode. Yeah. And Creative Vets, by the way, it's not a plug. It's just something that I think we should always talk about. But
absolutely.
A lot of the reasons, I would say the main reason Richard and I even met, we have mutual friends, but Creative Vets does pair songwriters with veterans that are dealing with PTSD. And it helps. Richard allows them to really talk about it and then pairs them with like hit songwriters that help them write their story through song. And it's awesome. So we could spend a whole nother episode on it, but I won't. What I'm saying is just go back and listen because it's phenomenal. How's that?
Do it. Absolutely. Do it.
And Richard plays and sings a couple of the songs they wrote for the veterans. I'm telling you, chills and life-changing. Kelsey, on the other hand, is my Canadian friend who is, by the way, fun fact, if you hadn't heard, the only girl that's like me because she's unbelievably early everywhere she goes.
I wasn't too early this time.
Well, I know, because I did it last minute and you had to wait on Richard, but you typically are, yeah, so. But so what I thought I would do, and thanks for both of y'all coming, is y'all now write, not a lot, but probably a pretty good bit now.
Yeah.
We write a lot, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, on my calendar every month, multiple times. So we do write a lot together.
Yeah, when you find, it's weird, like a lot of people, I feel like everybody in Nashville, when they first start writing, they have all these different writes with all these different people. They can have like 30 writes in 30 days with different people.
Yeah.
Then they hone it down to the people that they really click with, because so many people write in so many different ways that you'll never know until you go into a room. So after me and Kelsey wrote a few times, like every time we've gotten together, it's been like 2 hours and we just bust out a song.
Mm-hmm. Chemistry. Yeah. I had Josh Miller in the other day and he said it's like dating. You know, because you meet and you go, is this going to click or is it not? So you guys clicked, a lot of chemistry there, not in the romantic way because Kelsey, you're engaged. So not that way, right? Awesome fiance way, by the way. I love him.
Thank you.
Because he has moved down here and I've met him since the first time you've been on the show.
Yeah.
Gosh, so much happens in so little time.
It's crazy.
I don't know if Richard's engaged yet, but let's be honest. It may be. May come close. We're not going to get there yet. It's not official, but we're just saying, all right?
Yeah, exactly.
So y'all were talking about a song that you wrote the other day. Richard played it for me. I'm like, that's awesome. He goes, you want to hear it? And then another guest that I've had, Blake Chaffin, y'all wrote it with him as well.
Yeah.
I didn't have enough microphones, so I just said, nope, only two of you. So y'all won.
Yes.
But no, I want y'all, or I actually want the audience to hear, like you said, I mean, Nashville, when you say songwriter, I think people just think, oh, you sit in your bedroom and you write a song by yourself.
Which sometimes happens.
It does.
But a lot of the times you write with other people that you click yeah. with. Sometimes you write with people that you don't click with, and then it's a different case. but Richard, Blake, and I got together. Richard had this idea that he'd been talking to me for probably, a month for sure?
Yeah, it was a few months. And it was one of the only songs where I usually have a whole story behind a song before I think of, like, the hook. But I just had this hook in my head for so long, and when I told Kelsey about it, she's like, I want to write that, because I saw the only way writing it also was, like, a female singer.
Yeah.
And so I brought it to her, and she's like, yeah, I want to write that with you. But I was going to Chicago to do the art program, but when I finally got back, I was telling Blake, actually, when he was asking me about this whole, like, how I was doing in my own writing, and I was like, I actually never really write with people besides Kelsey and a few other people, because I don't want to feel like I'm leveraging my nonprofit to write with these published writers.
Right.
And I was like, but here's one of my song ideas. And he was like, well, can I write that with you? I was like, yeah, but I have Kelsey in on it. And he didn't know her at the time, so I sent her a clip of her singing, and he was like, yep.
And that's kind of how this works. I mean, everybody that's listening, everybody goes, well, how do I get set up? And I mean, I think you're listening at the end of the day that you don't just come and like put in a an application or a resume, right? Mm-hmm. You have to get out there, you meet people, and you never know how that's all going to come together,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
A lot of people will ask me that, like, how do I get connected? And I think, the first lesson is just go out and meet people. Mm-hmm. Would you say that?
We would have never have met if it wasn't for Richard inviting us to that party, that house party that you had, that get together with a bunch of people.
Oh, that's right.
Where we met. So yep. Just connecting and all that sort of stuff. It's like people are like, oh, so what, do you just go out and party all the time? And I'm like, actually, no, I don't party at all. But you just go and you meet people, and it's you have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah.
But you're also,
I was about to say, it's
work.
Kind of a gray area for me. Let's be honest. I mean, what do you want me to say?
It's all right. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I mean, I enjoy it. It's definitely not work to me. I will say that. Yeah. I have gotten to a stage of life right now where it's like I have to schedule nights where I'm like, no. I don't care who asked me to do what, when, where, or what's going on. I'm not going out because it could literally end up being 7 nights a week.
Oh, yeah.
But you also know? With this town, it's like you have this sense of if I don't go out, what's going to happen?
Who will I not meet? There was talked, right?
Because that Thursday night when I was like, you know what? I'm going to go Lisa Goes Right Around thing again. And I went, and then Cole Swindell sits next to me and he's like, what are you doing? I'm telling him. Then all of a sudden I'm downtown with Cole Swindell at the stage and he's playing. And I'm like, if I would have never came out, this would have never happened. So it's the things that you might miss out on makes you even want to go out more because you never know who you're going to meet, who's going to push you to the next level.
Well, thanks. You just made more people have FOMO.
So yeah.
I don't know if we're really helping people or not, but it's okay to stay in. You know what? You'll catch up again. But set us up. Tell us about the song. I'm excited. I've heard about it. I've heard the song. It's phenomenal, but I don't know the whole story other than how y'all met. And let's talk about like maybe just kind of the writing process a little bit. And like, y'all have already written it. So I had this idea once. I was like, well, maybe I could actually go into a writer's round and do a podcast. But I'm not real sure how that, I'm still working on that and how it would even come across, but maybe just walk us through maybe how a song goes from like start to finish. Like when do you put it down and go, we're done, you know?
Well, actually I just want to, when I first went in there and thinking the title was Red Wine and You, and I saw it as a patriotic song. And at first I thought about it as like a super positive, almost like I love America, Red Wine and You kind of thing.
Yeah.
But this is the cool thing about writing rooms and when you get in there with other people, because when I brought it up, Blake and Kelsey saw it more as like a different type of song.
And also, I'm Canadian, so I mean, Richard said that at the beginning, you're right for this because you're not American. So I was like, well, okay, well, that might be true. I was like, how do we add another American to the race?
Just that.
But it, like, when he said red wine in you, well, wine to me is something that's like, you know, you have in conversation or like a glass of wine with somebody. And I also took the red wine in you. So when I was driving to the right, we were going to write at Blake Chaffin's publishing company. And I was driving and I was like, because I knew Richard wanted to do something patriotic-ish. And so I was like, okay, well, what's subtle that we could do kind of both? And I was like, okay, you're subtle, but you hit me hard. So I came up with that line and I was like, okay, I went into the writer's room and I was like, what do you think about this first line? Like for an opening line, you guys. And they're like sitting there, Richard's like, oh yeah, cool. Blake's like, yeah. And then can't have a taste without going too far. Richard, was that, it was kind of, it was, I think maybe you, Blake kind of like molded lines together on that one. And then we just kind of took it and we ran with it.
And it means so much more when you find your own experiences through the songwriting process. So as it starts for me as like a positive, when they throw out this whole idea about it being more of this negative wanting something, then I could bring up a relationship thing that I had in the past and saying, you know what, this is actually exactly like this. So let's focus on this way. So then you draw from your own past to create this song and make it even better.
Yeah. It's funny how you said it's actually in a totally different direction now, but yet you're now applying it just from a different perspective. That's all it is. And so when people go, like, you just kind of have to get over saying what you think may or may not be dumb or stupid, because that's why.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you just say it because it's going to spark something maybe in somebody else's mind and take it exactly where it needs to go.
And you have to know that your song's going to mold. If I went in there being like, no, this has to be happy. Yeah. It has to be patriotic. Yeah. We'd have never had this song. So you have to know that no matter what you go in there with, it's going to probably change.
But the kind of cool thing I really liked about that song is I do feel like we put subtle hints in there. Like the tagline of the chorus is, there is no freedom in red wine and you. And so instead of like, you know, freedom, red, white, and blue, the American flag,
America.
But we did like freedom as in, you know, being in love with somebody. There's no freedom with drinking wine and being with this person.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome. Is there any structure, or I guess I should say an equation to like, all right, well, this is how many verses we have to have, a bridge, a chorus. You know, when it comes to like, if nobody knew how to write a song, is there at least that in your mind when all three of you together, you're like, all right, that's verse one. Right. And then like, all right, now what's verse two and where are we going with it? Is that how it works?
Right. Well, I mean, I think like, you know, song structure is, you know, verse, chorus, bridge, chorus.
Okay.
Or you could do verse pre, then chorus. So it just, I think like as when you take it to the point, we were thinking about having a pre-chorus, which is just like a little bit of a different thing from the verse, but it builds up to the chorus. So we were thinking about it, but then we're like, you know what? It doesn't need a pre-chorus. So we just went into the chorus.
Nice.
And I think it's just like you take it how you feel it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And sometimes when you're trying to fit it to possibly radio, timing is everything. So say you have like verse, chorus, verse, chorus, like you play through it and you're like, you know what? We're at 2 minutes. Let's add a bridge. Gotcha. You don't need to, but also a bridge, what I tell a lot of people is if you haven't said everything that you already said, or if there's something missing, that's when you throw in the bridge. But if you've said everything that you needed to say, no reason to throw in a bridge. I mean, you could just do an instrumental if you need to.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. When I think of songwriting, I don't know why. Because now that I think of it, saying it out loud, the extrovert I am, you know, I think everything just has to rhyme. You know what I mean? And so it's like when you are thinking about, well, here's what the next verse needs to say, you know, that word selection, as far as lyrics are concerned, how much is that concerned or based off, well, it doesn't rhyme-ish? I don't know. This is the amateur talking. I'm just wondering. I'm literally speaking for the audience here.
It depends, I think, on what kind of rhyming structure you want. Like, you could have, like, an A-A-B-B or an A-B-A-B or, like, you know what I mean? You can have, like, the first rhyme line with the last line. It really just depends on what... Okay, so you're subtle, but you hit me hard. And then it was, like, can't have a taste without going too far.
Yeah.
And then we just kept on deciding to keep the same rhyming pattern.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things you could do. And there's internal rhymes inside a line where it's... sounds like the same thing halfway through your sentence. It'll sound like the same thing as the end one. And it's called the internal rhyme. And you try to put those in because they get more catchy than most other things. And it's more creative when you can do that type of thing. But some songs don't even have any rhymes. But basically most people will try to set up a scheme. And there's been some times where we're writing the first verse where it's like A, B, A, B. So, you know, A's rhyme together, B's rhyme together. And then you get to the verse. And then you start writing a new verse and you notice halfway through that you're not using that same rhyme scheme. So you have to go back and change everything because you want it to be fluid.
See, all this stuff I did not know. I just like, oh, it sounds good to be.
Yeah.
It makes me feel warm.
Some people have no rules though, especially when we're doing the veteran rights, like those have no rules at all. Like as long as they're telling their story. But when you really want to put a song on the radio, there's a lot of rules that you kind of have to follow just to be able to get it heard.
I asked Blake that exact question, and maybe everybody has their own opinion, but let me get y'all's as well. You know, you hear writers say that, you know, we're going to write for radio today. And then sometimes, like, we're not writing for radio today. I mean, if it does, great. But it's almost like the mindset before you go in. What do y'all, in your own opinions, think that is the difference between writing for radio or writing just to write a song? Is there a difference in your mind?
I get a little bit more anxiety when we say we're writing for radio, because I'm like, oh, okay, well, it's not going to be a song that, like, well, I'm not all the time, but I think, like, if somebody says we're writing for radio, then I feel like they're expecting you to,
yeah,
I don't know, just be something a little bit different than what you are, or to do, pull something, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Like, no, that makes sense. That's kind of what Blake was saying. It was like, well, in his opinion, it was a perspective. Am I writing for me and what comes from me, or am I writing for what I think they want to hear in me type mm-hmm. stuff? And maybe that's the difference. I don't know if it makes it better or worse, but you know.
I sat down in a meeting or on a songwriting the other day, and this guy was just newly signed to a publishing company, and he's like, okay, so this is who is looking for songs right now.
Oh, okay.
So think about these people and think about what they would say. And I'm like, I'm not writing for these people, but I, you know what I mean? I was just like immediately like
yeah.
super thrown off, because I thought I was going to go write a song, you know, for whatever. But he was, I mean, I understand he just got signed to a publishing company, so he really wants to deliver, which is totally fine.
Absolutely.
But I was
that like, makes oh. sense.
Yeah.
I think if I had something in mind for like, I don't know, like an Alan Jackson as compared to a Sam Hunt, that would change my songwriting a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly.
If you think about it. So that's interesting. Why? Hey, we've heard a lot about the song. Thanks for sharing that. Now I want to hear it. Can you play it for us?
Absolutely.
Is Richard like singing harmony on this, or is this all you?
If he wants.
No, I'm good. I don't want to ruin this song.
Yeah, just make sure that mic is close to you. For some reason, I don't know, it's not picking up you as well. And then just blow us out.
Okay,
Kelsey Kulick.
I will.
What's the name of the song again? Red Wine and You, right?
Yeah. You're subtle, but you hit me hard. Can't have a taste without going too far. I knew I'd find the two of you in this bar. Now here we are. Pull up a stool, fill up a glass. Let's both pretend the past is the past. You always get me drunk when you hit my lips. Every time you're gone, I miss this. Hide this love. The way that I'm believing this love is never leaving, and I'm gonna be just fine. The truth is you. You're turning into pain till a heart gets broke. It's all fun and games. Every time we think our luck will change, it's the same old same, and we're just insane. This heart, this love, the way that I'm believing this love is never leaving, and I'm gonna be just fine. The truth.
yeah, I love it. And Richard, I could totally hear you singing that song. That was awesome, guys. Thank Great you. Song. And that's how it's done, ladies and gentlemen. It's really that easy. I mean, yeah, yeah, I mean, did that seem that hard at all?
No.
Yes, it actually really is. But no, that is awesome. And I could see now, like, I don't know. I feel like I've always joked around. I'm like, yeah, I'm a walking hook. And so I do have ideas, but like, there's one thing, like Richard said you had that hook for a month thinking yeah. it was one direction and you get in a co-write, which is happens every day in Nashville. And you know, so it's more than just an idea. I think a lot of times some people say that go, I have so many ideas for songs.
Yeah.
And they think that's just it. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm guilty, by the way. I've said that like in the past since I've lived here and I'm like, I have ideas, I have hooks, I have, but there's just so much more to it. You know, I realized that one time when I tried to write a song, I'm like, okay, I'm going to leave it up to you guys.
Yeah. That's what's great about co-writes though. Cause even yeah. if you thought you had the idea, it could always change too into something better. Yeah. It's always good hearing what other people think of it. I was in a write and it was a veteran write, but with Daryl Worley. And I questioned one of the lines just because I was a little bit confused if it worked. And he automatically was like, no, he's like, if you're confused by that line, then how many other people in America that heard this song would be confused by it? He's like, let's go back. Let's analyze it. Let's change it if we need to. Cause right. he's like, if one of us in the room are confused, obviously more people will be. So yeah. it's the same thing. Like if you think you have this idea that's going to be awesome and then you go into a room and you say it and then they're like, wait, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Can we change this? Then all of a sudden, I mean, it's having people edit your own ideas, which yeah. helps.
Gosh. And thousands are just like that one that I think is like a really good song. Potentially maybe even a hit song.
Thank you.
And I know that's like recently written. A lot of times people come in here and they write songs that they wrote a year ago, 2 years ago, it's been sitting in a database somewhere, yeah. you know, collecting dust. But, here, that's the reality, guys, is like you're probably going, are y'all writing today or have you already written?
I already wrote today.
How yeah. many songs did you write today?
Just one song today.
Oh, just one. Is that it?
I've yeah. got two writes a day for the rest of the week though. So,
okay. It's one of those things where it's like, it would take me, I think, and not to even have a great song, but about a month to write a song. And then y'all come in here, you're like, yeah, I wrote one this morning, start to finish. I'm like, all right, you're just showing off now. All right. Well, thanks for coming in, guys. You are playing tonight, right?
Tomorrow night. Yeah.
If you are ever in town, guys, Nashville, Tennessee on Tuesday nights, right?
Yeah.
Revival.
Yes.
Very popular. Mm-hmm. A lot of great writers. Also at South, Lisa Goh.
Yeah, I think she changed that to once a month, though.
Oh, did she? Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you're ever in town and want to see, Kelsey Kulik will be there tomorrow night. Actually, I don't know when this is airing, so.
so you probably missed it. Way to go.
God, you're really not on top of it, guys. Where are you? Awesome.
I am playing on September 6th, though.
We have a chance. Yeah, we'll definitely get that in before September 6th.
Where are you 6th. Playing at September 6th?
The Tin Roof.
Oh, the same thing? Awesome.
Yeah, after Revival, yeah.
Very cool. Kelsey Kulik, how can we find you?
You can find me on Facebook. It's KalseyKulik. And I'm on iTunes and I have a website. And all
yeah, you're stuff. The real Instagram. Deal. And you have two other Hits Collecting Dust podcast episodes that they probably yes. should go listen to, right?
Absolutely.
I think so. Richard Casper is with Creative Vets. Veteran Art is your...
Yeah. If you want, yeah, Instagram, I have Veteran Art. Creative Vets has its own... Instagram too. You just search Creative Vets. Might have a one on the end of it, but if you search Creative Vets, it's going to pop up. And then creativevets.org.
Yeah. Anyway, you can help support that. It's just
absolutely.
It's unbelievable. It really is. So thanks for coming out, guys. Listen, this is Nashville Hits Collecting Dust. If you, you know, really like it, you could share it. You could subscribe to it, right? Like, mm-hmm. why would you want to miss one of these episodes?
Absolutely,
right.
They're amazing.
Let's be honest.
Hey, I got a song idea when I was listening to these in the gym. Remember I sent it to you?
Oh, yeah, you texted me.
You're like,
I just listened to this episode and I got another idea and I just wrote this song. Like, and he sent me half of it over text. I'm like, see? So even if you don't get the songs from this podcast, maybe it sparks ideas to write other ones. I don't know. I'm going to start a social media campaign as it's going to be called Why Not to Listen to My Podcast.
You should.
Yeah, but tell me why you would not. Well, if you don't like to listen to the best songwriters in the world sing their songs or tell their stories on how they're making their dreams come true, this podcast is not for you. Mm-hmm. That's why
exactly.
you shouldn't. There you go. So I'm not even going to try to sell you on it. Hey, thanks for coming in, guys. Let's do it again.
This has been Hits Collecting Dust. Please support this podcast and the artists featured by going to iTunes, subscribing, and leaving us a review.